Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. Thank you so much for finding interest in the topic of spiritual structure. And before getting into it, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for all your support. I say this in every episode, but it truly means the world, and I'm so grateful for every single one of you guys. And if you are new, welcome to the Conscious Creation community. I'm so excited for you to be here and excited for our journey together. So let's dive into it. So, spiritual structure. I want to start off by giving a little kind of imagination analogy type scenario for you guys to really kind of sink this in and show you guys on a kind of more energetic level why this is important. And I just want to give a little disclaimer here at the beginning that I'm still going through this. Like, this is pretty fresh for me. I have a good grasp on it, but there are still parts of it that I'm integrating and kind of embodying in my own life. So, like, with that, it's just knowledge at the moment. And some wisdom probably will come through, but you guys know that there's a difference between the two. Knowledge is knowing something in the mind, but wisdom is embodying it and knowing the truth of it through being it in your experience. And I'm in the process of finding this structure. And another term you can use for it is devotion. And I actually just want to look up what the definition of devotion is for everyone and for me, because... Okay. Devotion is love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. And then religious worship or observance, prayers or religious observance. So that's the big thing, is an enthusiasm for an activity, love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for an activity, and prayers are religious, an observance of a spiritual significance, I guess you can say. So that's really what this is about. This is about finding that importance and the love for creating a more structured and devotional aspect in your life. Where one, you can connect to source, God, divinity, whatever you want to call it. Where you can deepen your connection with that. Where you can find a more focus in your life. Where you can obtain guidance. Where it's a grounding experience to bring you back to you now. And what you're wanting to create for yourself. And so, let's start with the other. So, I want you to imagine, I hope everyone has played with one of these as a little kid or something. You guys know, like, those water tables that are usually at, like, kids' museums or something like that, where it's, like, a bunch of water flowing down these tables, and you can, like, put up walls, and there's boats, and there's other different toys and everything. And the water, like, runs down the table and obviously comes back and runs down it again. And they're usually super long, so a bunch of kids can play. And you can set up these barriers and kind of change the flow of the water and dam it up in some places or whatever you want to do. So that's a good description of it if you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you do, then you know. And it probably is bringing back some memories of yours right now, as it is me. So I want you to imagine one of these water tables, but super wide. Like super, super wide. Because it is so wide, the water that's running down it is spread wide and thin, because there's not as much... there's more width than there is water for it to kind of fill up, if that makes sense. So it's very thin as the water is running down this table because of how wide the table is. Like, obviously that makes sense. And this is kind of how we live our lives. Oh, sorry. The water is a representation of your energy and of the life force that you use and direct in your life every single day. And I want to like emphasize that you're using it no matter what you're doing. You're always using life force energy. That energy is your awareness, it's your intention, it's even like running or physical activity. It's mostly an awareness though. That is your energy. That is your life force energy, is where you're putting your awareness. And so throughout our lives, we make many, many, many decisions in many different places in our life. And this even in presence and in full living in the now moment, we can spread our awareness thin. Obviously, if you aren't living in the present moment as much, like it's gonna get spread thinner because you're giving your energy to more places, to more people, to more circumstances, drama that is going to spread that energy thin. And so I want you to imagine that you're going down this table, like all this energy that you're giving out, and every single row in that table is a different circumstance. Like, say one is your work, one is even like the work one spreads out into multiple things where it's your relationship with your coworkers, your relationship with your boss, the amount of work you have to do, how long you're there, what time you have to wake up to go to work. It's every single little decision and every single little aspect of your life is on this wide table, right? Because in every single moment, you're using your life force energy, no matter what you're doing. And it's in every single decision. And every single decision you make is using that life force energy in a specific way. And so when we don't have the spiritual structure, and we are giving ourselves to other people, we're distracting ourselves, we are scattering our energy, there's no sense of direction. There is distractions, there's the scattered energy, there's not. Okay, well, let me rephrase that. When wanting to create and jump into new realities, it takes putting your energy towards that reality. And so, if you are spreading your energy so thin with so many different things, then not much of your energy is going to be into the direction of where you want to go. And so, that's what the spiritual structure is about. The spiritual structure is about putting those dividers into that wide, wide table to then make the width of where the water is flowing smaller and put a barrier up of where you will not put your energy and where you want to direct your energy. And the more that you kind of make that width smaller with those dividers that I was talking about, the higher the energy level is, the higher the water level is on the table, the flow starts going faster, and there's more energy in a specific direction. And you might be like, well, Caden, what about like, then there's no sense of freedom because you have barriers, but you still have freedom within those lines. You can live presently still. You can live in a place of freedom and still have a sense of direction. And when we can carve this time out, when we can build these barriers up of where am I wanting to put my energy throughout my day, it gives us a clear mind. It helps us focus on what we want to do. Because you guys probably experience this. I experience this all the time. I'll be sitting at home and I'll just finish something that I'm doing and I'm like, okay, what do I want to do now? And in that moment, two or three things will come into my mind, let's just say. And even though there's an infinite amount of things that I can do in that moment, and when I don't have that sense of direction, I usually choose something that is just going to spread my energy. And it's not something bad, and I'm not judging it, but it's not for my highest good. It's not in the direction of where I want to go with my life. And so if I choose to do it, it's putting my energy into something that is, it's not wasted, but it's also not being used in the most potent way for my desires. And so in those moments when we are like, well, what do I want to do next? When we can have this more spiritual structure and this devotion, it's easier to make a decision that's like, oh yeah, I can do this, and it's aligned with where I want to go, and it's part of the journey to everything that I desire and whatever I'm calling in. But when I don't have that sense of devotion, it's harder for me to even think about those things that I can do in my daily life. I want to read something that, because I wrote out this whole, I like drew pictures and everything that just came through to me yesterday, and I wrote something, and it says, "With no spiritual devotion, there's no sense of direction with your energy, and it becomes scattered. And you may be present, but there is no devotion to a higher goal. This is where you want to manifest and bring in your dream life, but you are so scattered that not enough of your energy and intention is attracting it because you are pulled into so many directions." So when you can be super clear with a better sense of direction and where you want to go with your life through creating these devotions, then you will be able to create, like, make decisions from that space better. And you'll be more focused with a clear mind on where you want to go and the intentions that you want to bring into your life. And the intention that is infused within everything that you do. Because when you do something that is not part of that devotion or that direction you want to go, even if you don't think you have an intention, there is still an intention in every decision that you make, whether you remember if it's conscious or not. And so now you guys know about spiritual structure. Excuse me. It's still early in the morning. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning, but I wanted to get this podcast recorded so that I can post it today. And now you guys are probably like, "Well, Caden, thank you. I get it now, but like, how? How do I create that?" And that's where I am still kind of figuring it out myself, and I'm going through those steps, but I think this will kind of help me unlock another piece of the puzzle. So I wrote down, like, well, firstly, what direction do I want to go? What am I becoming? So write these down, like, and make a list. Excuse me, I had to burp, or I don't know. And just like this air in my throat. There we go. So, what direction do I want to go? What am I becoming? And I'll just tell you guys what I put: safety, no matter what. The feeling of safety, even in death. And that's a whole nother podcast of mine that I can do, but finding safety, even if there is a deathly circumstance, I'm still safe. And you guys might be like, that makes no sense. Anyways, I digress. That's a whole different thing. Financial abundance, job opportunities, deeper presence, confidence, always giving my 100%, connection to higher beings, diving into my passions, my creativity. And I wrote all these down, this list. And there's still more that are written down somewhere else that I'm still diving into. And then after you have like what that direction is, then ask the question, well, what is the feeling frequency of each of these things? What is the feeling frequency of financial abundance? If you haven't listened to my last podcast, you should definitely go check it out about I really talk about how, like, what it really means to align the mind, body, and the soul, and how we can manifest from that place. And it was really powerful. A huge transmission came through that I was not expecting. Anyways, but it has to do with that feeling frequency, where if you want to bring, say, love into your life, you have to trigger that love within you to attract it. You have to feel it first. So let's say deeper presence. I want to conjure a deeper presence within my life. And so that means, like, that's the thought, that's the mind. And so then I have to integrate that into my body. What is that feeling? What is the feeling of deeper presence? And feel it, literally. Like, don't sit there and think about it, but feel what deeper presence is, or whatever it is for you. What does confidence feel like to you? That's one of the things I've been doing in my practice lately. I've been sitting, meditating, and then going through my bottom three chakras, starting at my root, and the root's all about safety and groundedness. And so I would feel the root chakra, and I would say in my mind, like, I am safe. I am safe here. And I would allow that feeling to come. And then even like my solar plexus, confidence, the sense of self, direction, giving my 100%, using my solar plexus energy and my confidence in everything that I do. And when I would feel into that, I would feel the confidence. My chest would puff out a little bit more. Like, I would sit up a little straighter. It's that feeling involved that you want to pinpoint within this entire list. And then after that is when you start creating the actual devotion. So the devotion could be right when you wake up. It's honestly the best either in the morning or at night, I feel like. And having something in the middle of the day isn't bad either. Like, that's good too. But in the morning, it's great because you have a fresh mind. And then at night, it's great because you're kind of winding down, and it's a good way to clear out whatever has happened throughout the day and reset so that you are kind of clean as you go to bed. I do mine in the morning. Well, I have two devotions. One that I'm wanting to, I have one for the mornings, but I'm tweaking it at the moment and like figuring out through this list how I can strengthen it. And then at night, I always try and do a meditation at least like 20 to 30 minutes, which helps me out so much. And then in the middle of the day, sometimes I'll just meditate if I feel like it. If I'm like in my head, or if I'm just like, I'm like, I need to sit down and meditate. Like, I just want to. And that's what it comes back to, which is really important. This can't feel like a chore. Let's go back to the definition of devotion. It has to be something you love and be enthusiastic about. It's an activity that you love to do, that you, let me just bring back up, love and loyalty and enthusiasm for an activity. So it cannot be like, oh, I have to do my devotion now, because it doesn't have the potency. You have to want to do it. And if some mornings you're like, eh, I don't feel like it, remember to bring that 100%, and remember that it's not about just that moment. It carves out the rest of your day. and it helps you from making decisions that aren't in alignment with the direction that you want to go. And it brings you into a greater reverence for where you want to go, in the direction that you want to go, with a clear mind and a more focused energy. So if it does feel like a chore sometimes, remind yourself of that. Where it's like, I want to do this because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel more aligned. I feel clear. I feel more direct in my energy. And that's why I do this. So, yeah. I'm going to pull my journal out real quick just to see if there's anything else. Yeah, just there are key aspects of life that I want to experience, and I have all the power. Yeah, okay. So you have all the power to create whatever you want. So whatever you're wanting to experience within this life, and like when it comes to what your desires are, say you want financial freedom, or you want a job opportunity, or whatever it may be, try and break it down even more and get to that feeling. What is the feeling that you're wanting to experience from the job opportunity coming in? What is the feeling that you want to experience? Because that's all it is, really. Like, say you wanted financial freedom. It's not the financial freedom that you want. It's the freedom, security, and safety you want from the financial freedom. It's the, what is the energy behind the thing that you are trying to manifest? Even with the job opportunity, like, it, I'm trying to think of something else. What else would someone want? Maybe a new place, like, or moving countries or moving states or something. Like, say that's something that you desire and you want it to come in. What is the feeling involved with leaving or with moving somewhere else? Is it a sense of adventure? Is it a sense of letting go of the old and starting new, a clean slate, refreshed? What is that? What is that feeling for you? And then when you know the feeling, you can allow yourself, and you have all of the power to start bringing that feeling and actually experiencing it. Even if the thing isn't in your life yet, through this devotional practice, you want to mold the devotional practice in a way that it brings out that feeling within you. Like how I was talking about with the confidence in my devotional practice, I sit there and I say, like, I'm confident and I feel into it. And even if I don't have like the desired things in my life that, like, say the confidence is because I want to start working with a certain company, and it involves confidence in who I am and what I offer to this world. If I want that job and I desire that job and I figure out, okay, it's not the job I want. I mean, yes, but the thing that I really want is the confidence to know that I can do it. And so that is part of my devotional practice, which that's not exactly why I want the confidence, but that's just an example. And so figuring out what those feelings are and then structuring your spiritual structure and your devotion to evoke those feelings within you. So I'm still figuring out the actual creating of the devotion, like I just talked about. And it's going to be different for everyone, truly. So, yeah. I think that is the end of this episode. I think that was a great one, and it honestly helped me out some, too. But again, just like, this is about your energy. This is about where you're putting it. This is about how good you feel, how confident you feel, how focused you feel. This is for you. This isn't for anyone else. This is for you and your strength in being able to call in your desires. So, with all that being said, I'm peacing out for now. Actually, my birthday's coming up too. It's next Thursday, June 2nd. I don't know if I'll record. I usually record my podcasts on Thursdays and then post them on Fridays, but I'm not sure. Excuse me, I'm not sure if I'll be doing that or not. That would be kind of fun. We'll see. It's my 21st, so. Yeah, but thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate you guys, and I'm happy that you got to stay here the whole time. And let me know, like, if you follow me on Instagram. If not, you should, Kaden_consciouscreation. And let me know, like, if you have created that devotional practice from this podcast and like what those aspects are, what are those feeling frequencies that you're experiencing or wanting to experience more that you're going to kind of fine tune into your devotion. I would love to know. So I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of Conscious Creation. Bye, creators. Love you.